Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
I made a post on Instagram that got a lot of traction 2 weeks ago. I didn't get a chance to talk about it last week, but I wanted to just briefly talk about it. As far as, so I have my son with me in All-Star. So amazing. This is something that I wanted to highlight because we made a post about it, but sometimes when you actually make it a real world case, it's easier for people to understand it because it's not just like a hypothetical thing. So, you know, one of the benefits with being an employer is that you can employ your children, right? This is something that's extremely beneficial because it's like most of the time a child can't work. I think you can't get working papers in most states until you're like, what, 14 years old?
14, yeah.
So that's one thing, right? But the rules are different for business owners.
Yes.
For business owners, you can employ your child as long as they can do a job, right? A 1-year-old can't be a computer scientist, guys. So don't
Don't be stupid.
Yeah, they got to be older than seven.
Please.
So just so y'all know, they got to be older than seven.
Yeah. But just use common sense.
Yeah.
But so my son is 12, right? So obviously he's old enough to work. He's old enough to do things. So we put him to work. He does a variety of different things. But one of the cool things about being a business owner is that the IRS allows you to put $12,950 a year. You can pay your child that. So here's the real benefit, though, because that money that you pay your child is tax deductible to the business. So it's a tax deduction.
Yep.
And it's tax-free income to your child. Don't debate me on this, please. It's not debatable. So
you got on your red. You going to show shoddy today?
Slightly. Slightly.
Like it.
So here's the thing. Why is this beneficial, right? Because you're going to have to give your child money anyway, right? If you're a good parent, you're going to have to give your child money anyway. So why not, instead of just giving them an allowance, why not actually pay them, have them work a job, right? Get to learn a business.
And bond.
So you get that camaraderie. You get them to learn. Now you get inner workings as far as a family and business together, right? You're saving money by giving your child money now.
Absolutely.
Now, this is not just me giving you an allowance. Now I'm actually saving money because I'm paying you.
Yeah.
But you can also put a portion of that into a Roth IRA, right? Invest it for your child.
Yes.
And now that money is growing tax-free.
Yeah.
When they take it out for retirement, it's tax-free.
Yes.
Right? Or you can put it in an UTMA account and have it growing. So these are things where it's like little things like that. I spoke about this on The Breakfast Club. It's like you could put a couple $1,000 into a Roth IRA just for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And the compound interest on that, millions of dollars.
Easily.
In 40 years, right? Yeah. So it's like, the people are going to say, oh, well, it takes 40 years. Yeah. Well,
your kids are going to need money in 40 years.
Yeah, you're not going to need money
when
60?
Yes. And that money is going to actually take care of the parent.
In 40 years, they'll be 50.
Yeah.
If somebody had $1 million for you and said, you can't touch until you're 60. Are you going to be mad about that?
At 20, maybe.
I'm just saying, as far as you didn't do anything for it. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this is just extra.
Yeah.
You still got money that you're making on your own. You're still living your life. It's just an extra added bonus.
And look how much of like an emotional cushion that gives you. Like, kind of like with the Iverson deal.
Exactly.
It was reported like you made a bunch of money. Yeah, but it's like, at least in 20 years, you know to be there, so you have a cushion to take care of your family. And for my parents, the easiest win is to invest for your kids.
1,000%.
If you just hold for 10, 15 years, through these cycles, my God, like you can be up 2,000, 3,000%. You pick the right companies long term and don't touch it.
And when you do that, man, it alleviates your children from having financial trauma.
Absolutely.
Right? Like they don't have to wonder whether, like, yo, I can't do this because we can't afford that.
Yeah.
Or I might have to sacrifice doing this because my family can't do, you know what I mean? It's just a different level of freedom that they have. And so they're able to explore and navigate through the world a little bit differently.
I feel like that
becomes like one of those goals as a parent. It's like, I'm watching them just make decisions based because they want to try that.
And then another thing, like Derek Grace, I haven't really seen too much of his post lately, but a couple years ago, he said something that was actually very insightful. His delivery wasn't the most compassionate, but it was actually some value in it when he was saying how, like, if I'm a business owner, right, and I work my whole life to start a business, and when my kid turns 16, they have to work at IHOP, that's my failure.
You failed.
That's real.
Because it's like, if I'm, what am I working for having a business? You need a job. You're working for me.
Yes.
I didn't get it out the mud, so you can go get it out the mud.
But it's not even It's just like your first priority is to your family.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's why most businesses
are. So it's like, if you want to work to make money, you're going to work for me.
Yeah.
If you make a decision not to work for me for whatever reason, that's your own personal decision.
Yeah.
Now you're on your own.
And you can't enjoy the benefits of the kingdom.
Exactly. But it's like,
But that's a conversation we just had, like with Cheryl on the last episode. It was like the succession plan.
Yes.
Right? Like, how often were they brought around it? Right? Because sometimes you want to pass it down and they may not be interested. But at what point did you show them the benefits of being part of this? Right? And show them, like, yo, this is the hard work that comes with it.
Yeah.
And so it becomes a natural thing, right? With Don Peoples, where we see, like, we speak to Don, but when you speak to his son, it's like, you can feel it. Like, he's been around this. He's entrenching this to the point where it's now it's like, yo, he's becoming the most trusted advisor to his dad. And rightfully so, because the company, there's certainly going to be at a point, there's going to be succession. Like, he needs to take over this.
You can feel it.
Do you think some parents are not sharing or involving their kids, A, either because they don't like the business or they're using the business to escape from the responsibility of being a parent?
I think most businesses, unfortunately, are not businesses. They're hustles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you don't have an employee. You don't have a plan. You're not really even making money.
No systems, yeah.
So you're working. You're a self-employed employee. Mm-hmm. You're a self-employed employee. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
Where you're working a job and you're pretty much, the only thing is you just don't have a boss. But that's it.
Yeah.
So A, you're not in a position to hire your child. But B, it's not appealing for the child to even be interested in doing that.
Why
would I want to do this?
Exactly.
It's not working.
Yeah. It's taking my dad away from me. It's taking my mom away from me all this time. They've had to work this hard. These are like, do I want to do that? Is that something that I want
that's
to aspire to do?
And so it's like, let's say my kid, since we're talking about him, he's already seeing this. So it's like, of course you would want to be involved in this.
Yeah.
What's your alternative?
Yeah.
Like, you want to work at the camp?
Yeah.
Or you
want
to go to London?
I want them clothes he have on.
You
want
to go to London or you work at the camp?
For real.
You make a decision.
Now it's be dripped out.
So it's like, at a certain point, that's not a difficult decision to make.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the exposure is important at a young age because ultimately you want your children to work in the business.
Absolutely.
Because like, why not? Right? That's the real world. That's the real way to kind of build the generational wealth.
And working outside
So that's here's the interesting part is like, that really could be your life story, right? Like, so you watched your dad. Was that your experience when you were watching your dad become an entrepreneur? Are you looking at it like, I want to do that?
Yeah, well, see, my situation is a little different because I saw every aspect of it.
That's what I'm saying, right?
The ups and downs
of it.
Now I see it, he's seeing a different.
Seeing all ups.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
He's seeing the highlight reels.
He's getting like the highlight YouTube version of it. But I'm saying, like, you've seen all aspects of it.
But to answer your question,
at any point did it deter you to say, like, maybe entrepreneur isn't for me? Or was like, yo, I'm getting to see the mistakes firsthand. So now, I don't even have to make them because it becomes a blueprint.
Both. No, it never was a thing where entrepreneurship wasn't for me.
Okay.
Because I always saw the value in being your own boss and watching him.
Joy.
Even if, you know, there's ups and downs in being an entrepreneur. So, but for me, the freedom, the time, because it's like my mom is a teacher.
Yeah.
So that's the exact opposite. She didn't have freedom. She didn't have time. She had to go to work. She couldn't miss a day. Yeah. But my dad had luxuries and freedom as far as his time.
Yeah.
So that to me, I'm like, I always got to be able to, nobody
control
can tell
time
me,
inventory.
Somebody can tell me I can't go to lunch.
Yeah.
Or I can't go to my kid's basketball game because I got to work overtime.
That's why you quit the jobs you had.
Yeah.
So, but ironically, nobody has to tell me that now because I can't go because I'm just not around. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like you trade one thing for another.
That's just the
irony of life.
That'd be part of it. I don't think we talk about that though.
Yeah. And even seeing my dad, like same thing, like you see ups and downs, but the joy that you see an entrepreneur have knowing that like you can have a bad quarter and in 1 week a contract can come through and it changes everything. the joy and vigor that you have, that's like, I'd rather do that.
Yeah.
When I saw other family members have more stable jobs and they work in a mill, but as soon as they got off work at 3, they complained from 3 to 9 at night.
Yeah, I'm that end of the spectrum. Like, I watched my parents go to work at 7 o'clock and they came home at 7 o'clock.
Mm.
And so it was like, yo, damn. I had that mentality like, yo, I can't go to a professional career where I have to work for 35, 40 years.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, I always tell my pops, I'm like, yo, there's no guarantee that if you work there 40 years, there's no guarantee that I can even get an interview at that job. It doesn't grant me anything, and what it does do is take you out of the home more than you're in the home.
Absolutely.
Right? And so it was like, yo, damn, I wonder what that would be like for my kids.
Yeah.
And so I used to tell people all the time, like, yo, I'm not going to be teaching for 25 years. They thought I was bugging out. I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think 50 is going to be that shit. Like, if I'm doing that at 50, something went wrong. They're like, no, 50, you got to retire at 65. I'm like, nah, 50. They're like, what? At the time, I'm 35. Telling people.
You got to enjoy life now.
I taught for 10 years. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing. They're like, well, what happens at 50? I'm like, if I haven't figured it out by then I've done something wrong.
Yeah.
Granted, we were doing other things to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I stopped being in the school district by 38.
Congrats.
Forget 50.
Vision is everything.
You see what I'm saying?
It's
watching them go to work all the time and just being, it was like, damn, they working really hard, man. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They miss things. Like, I watched his dad come to basketball games and my parents couldn't come to basketball games because they had to work, because they had to provide, which is like extremely grateful for, but it was like, what happens on the other end of that? That level of support, that level of being present in those things.
Yeah.
That's the freedom.
And we see it with our kids. That time together is the real bag. You can give the kid all the money in the world. Your kid wants time.
Yep.
I asked that, hey, you want to go here? Want to go to? He wants me to watch Kalis on YouTube and watch Mr. Beast and watch Fortnite. I'm like, oh, we can go to the Rockets game and be front court. He's like, let's play Fortnite. Yeah. The time with your kid is the real bag.
We on a Naruto phase in my house, so I'm doing a lot of training right now.
Got you.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.